On today's episode of Content and Conversation, I'm speaking with Jen Matthews, SEO manager at GitHub, on enterprise SEO and just her experience over the course of her career. Jen, to dive right in, I'd love to hear just about your experience at GitHub, your role, and also how you got there.
So yeah, I'm the SEO manager at GitHub. I am the only SEO GitHub has. They have had some people that are, they say they are no expert in SEO, but they did a pretty darn good job. So it's kind of a side thing. So that's kind of the basics of that. Previously, I've been doing SEO for 20 years, started as a designer, worked for agency in the past. And then my last few jobs have been Nordstrom and Groupon. And I also manage usedcars.com's SEO back in, 2012. So it's been a ride.
Yeah, a lot of big heavy hitters too in terms of the brand space. So that is really cool. You mentioned that a good foundation was set for you at GitHub, or that others were working in SEO, but not as part of a formal title. So who were those people typically? I know GitHub services front-end developers, so I assume maybe people on the engineering side?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because like one of them's in DevRel now. So they're kind of, I mean, GitHub's at our core, we're engineers, right? And we service engineers. And so I think, I mean, that's where, and a lot of the engineers have been promoted in different roles. So it's kind of all over the place now, you know, where they are now. But yeah, so they're really good with the technical and getting some cool stuff in for the product. It ranks really, really well. Now I sit, of course, we'll talk about it later, but I sit on the marketing side. Yeah.
Yeah. And that is really interesting because obviously you're servicing a very technical audience. So what is it like coming in as an SEO? I know you have also a strong engineering background, which we'll talk about in a bit, but how did you spend your first few months maybe at GitHub understanding developers and engineers and maybe even like executives like CTOs, how they're searching and what they're searching for?
This is really going to, it's almost, I hate to say laughable, but I had to start with a keyword analysis. You have to know what your keywords are, right? That people are searching. And I mean, I use that data for everything. It's to understand not just what people are searching and what we need to optimize for, but it gets inside of kind of inside your audience. So as I started researching more and more of the keywords, I started understanding that people are actually trying to research. So DevOps came up the most, CI, CD, because I sit on the revenue team for marketing, we primarily market our enterprise tool for larger corporations. So I'm trying to understand and get inside the heads of those people that want to know the DevOps process and then how GitHub can help with their whole process and streamline systems and so on.
And then as part of that keyword research process, I know we have run into this with more of our technical clients and like SaaS and things like that, where it's really tempting and very easy to go after more beginner level topics. That's what's going to surface immediately during keyword research. But then to understand something a lot more technical that's probably only being searched like 10 times a month or something extremely low in these keyword research tools, like how are you uncovering those opportunities instead?
Yeah, I don't really focus on those that much. I think the content that we push out for that highly technical documentation kind of speaks for itself and Google understands it. And we do put out really valuable content. It's not just written for SEO, as you know, kind of the joke around the industry is. So there's not much I have to do there. It tends to just naturally do well. But what you're saying is, yeah, the higher level, I mean, you have to think about Google as a research tool, right? So people that are trying to answer questions, trying to understand things. And once we understand that, you do see that people are trying to, like, they don't even know what DevOps is, right? So they're trying to understand it and Google's trying to surface the content that answers that. So if you search just the word DevOps, you see a ton of course, Amazon Web Services and, you know, other companies that Microsoft does as well, trying to rank for that word DevOps, saying, you know, answering what is DevOps, right? And then kind of going into it. That's the SEO content that's out there. But really understanding what it is that around those high level words, those top level research, you know, top of funnel, just giving them the content they need and what they're looking for and helping them understand what is DevOps and how can you automate DevOps and what sort of tools are there out there, and pull them through the funnel and then let the highly technical content sort of pull them in and keep them engaged.
And then how are you understanding that intent? Is it from your own personal knowledge and background? Are you talking to sales teams or anything like that to create an even broader hub of content around maybe a big pillar topic like DevOps?
It's all the teams in the org. I mean, even the ones, like, we all use the product, right? And we do have a DevOps process. So talking to our teams that use it, that use GitHub, and there's also sales who talk to our clients that understand them, marketing. You know, these people have been here forever and we have some of the brightest minds, you know, in the industry, and they know what the messaging is and they know what the pain points are and they know what people like and don't like. And so working with pretty much every single across all of the teams, they're the experts in what they do. I'm the one who gets the rankings and work really closely together. Yeah.
You mentioned too about your role being under marketing, which is under revenue, and that being different from how GitHub formulates the product team. Could you explain to me more about that decision within the company, or like how you understand how your role works under the marketing side?
Yeah, so it's tough to explain. It's just the way, I mean, I've so much experience with so many different companies. Every company structures things differently and you move around a lot. Like Nordstrom, I think we moved 3 times in the year that I was there, right? They were adjusting like where the SEO team sat. Companies will do, Groupon did the same thing. They had a product. They also had like different teams, had their own SEOs. They were all over the place. So I think, you know, GitHub's just kind of going through the same thing. Right now, I just happen to sit, because my primary responsibility, because I sit on marketing, is to optimize for our enterprise clients, right? So get them the best content out there based on what they're searching for. So we just happen to sit what we call the revenue team, which is sales and marketing kind of all together. But it's basically just everything that supports that enterprise marketing.
And so then are you ever collaborating with like content creators? Like, are you deciding, okay, this is the content that needs to be served to our enterprise customers and funneling that information to other departments?
It's more of a give and take. I come up with ideas. Blog posts have been a big one. You know, I say, hey, check this out. These keywords, people seem to be interested. There might be high like volume or maybe low volume, but seem to be high interest. And so we'll write posts on them. But really mostly it's the marketing teams are, you know, working on a campaign or whatever. And I'm like, okay, here's some keywords I noticed. I might steer the content in that direction. Sometimes I recommend and they kind of do, you know, what they want and take from it. It's a total 100% partnership, right? It's not me telling them what to do or them telling me what they're doing. And, you know, SEO has to do it. I mean, that's kind of the way it is. I think with every company, you just have to work really well with other teams and their win is my win, right? Their win.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody celebrates it together.
Yeah.
I've read some of your posts on Search Engine Journal, and you mentioned the importance of being comfortable with making like simple HTML changes or just having some kind of engineering background as an SEO. It's been really valuable. No doubt it's been valuable in your role at GitHub, especially. So what do you see as some of the most important, more developer skills that overlap with SEO that people should have confidence in?
Yeah, I think somebody coming in as an SEO that might be very content heavy, know their keywords, good on the marketing side of it, but maybe not very technical. The first things you should know is robots.txt and the nuances behind it. A lot of SEOs think that if you have pages that are indexed, you can just add it to the robots.txt and they'll automatically come out of Google. And that's not necessarily the case, right? So understanding the behavior of the robots.txt, what all of the different lines, the disallow, does allow work or not, doesn't, and where, you know, you can use stars and, you know, wild cards and how you can do that stuff. You can also, anyways, go on forever, but you know, all the different nuances to it. The other one is sitemap.xml files and understanding when to use them, when not to use them. We have very limited, because we have so much content on our site, to have sitemap files for like everything would be insane. And so we have certain files for the pages that we feel are important and working on building those out. So just understanding, you know, you don't have to create, you know, sitemap files for every page and understanding what goes in there too, right? Like crawl frequency and like when it was last updated and what are those different signals and are they important? Do you really need them or not? And then I think lastly, I mean, of course, URL structure and know what your different server codes are. 404, you should know that for sure, right? And what the different 300s are, right? A 301 versus a 302, when to use them, when not to use them. And then lastly, I think the most important is canonicals and understanding the purpose of them. I think a lot of SEOs tend to misuse them and don't use them for the purpose that they're really intended for. And it can actually harm a site if you're not using them right.
What would be an example of that misuse?
I think just understanding that, I mean, the reason why canonicals were developed, ecoms are the prime example for it. When a page, you have multiple URLs that are all different. This is back in the parameter days too, right? Like you'd have Nordstrom days, right? You'd have black high heels, right? And then you'd have black pumps, which are essentially the same thing, two different words. You want to rank for those two different words. You have that. That's the old school match keyword to the page. And then whichever one's your page that you really want to rank, let's say the black pumps, you would canonical the high heel page to the pumps. Now the content has to be literally exactly the same. And you're telling Google that this is really the page we want to rank. If you have parameters, that's a big one. You know, like maybe you have like a login tracking code, you know, in a parameter, which isn't used much these days. I still see them. Then having canonicals on the pages so that that parameter doesn't get, you know, picked up as a separate page. Those are the cases where it should be used.
Yeah, I know my background, like I come from the content side and these areas are things I'm increasingly thinking more and more about. And we have a technical SEO team, but trying to learn from them has been really helpful for me. And I know for others on our team, we've also talked about, I think it's really important as a content marketer to have basic HTML understanding from just a blog post writing standpoint. I mean, I think everyone at this point knows the very, very simple things like how to bold something or how to make a bulleted list. But we're trying to like, how could, as a content marketer, I think it'd be even more valuable to be able to make like CSS changes on the fly or at least feel comfortable making tweaks like that to a single page to be able to maybe like show a UX team or show a developer a vision in your head really quickly.
Throughout all of my years, I've always felt that anyone doing digital marketing should know HTML. You should at least know the basics of how to code the H1s, your paragraphs, your links. Yeah, all of that should be pretty basic, an image. Yeah.
So you had mentioned at the top, you know, you have a lot of great experience, not just at GitHub, but also at Groupon and Nordstrom. So I was curious at the enterprise level, I think it's becoming more and more obvious that there needs to be, if not at least one SEO person on team, like building a department around SEO. But what are some mistakes that you have seen companies like make when building this kind of SEO role or even a broader SEO department?
I don't want to pin it on the executives, but you know, like the leadership team level, they just kind of, they know SEO is important because they know it makes a ton of money, right? Like there's no overhead. They know they spend all this money on advertising and they, you know, especially paid search. And they think, well, why don't we get this for free? But they don't quite understand what goes into it. It's not like you just kind of bid on some ads and then you see the return. I mean, there's more nuances that go into paid search, even, you know, they don't understand that even, right? So I think just kind of having a full, complete understanding of what it takes. And I think that's where, you know, trickles down. And the biggest problem that SEOs have in a big organization is just getting the work done. In a lot of my articles on Search Engine Journal, I stress communication because that's, I think, a disconnect between organizations that know they need SEO and they hire SEOs or hire agencies, and the SEOs that are in-house and even agencies struggle with it even more, is just how do we get the work done? And it all boils down to just communication and education, right? And it's how to talk to people. Don't talk down to them. Don't tell them what they have to do. And working, you know, in a partnership and maintaining that open level of communication and getting them excited. And educating them along the way. So I educate, I'm the only SEO at GitHub, so I educate the other teams as much as possible so that they can start kind of, I actually have some of my you know, the people I work with that are in meetings, I don't have to be there. And they'll be like, well, you know, if you do this, this, and this, this helps SEO. And they're spot on. They didn't start that way, right? Like, it's been several months of kind of working with them. And I've done some, you know, kind of workshops within the org to help people just know the basics and how GitHub works itself and our nuances. And I think that's the biggest, companies just struggle.
So you mentioned creating those internal advocates of SEO, which is great, saves you time not having to continuously like re-educate people. Has there ever been moments where executives or just other departments falsely assume something is under SEO or just like incorrectly assume that like, oh, Jen knows we'll handle that in SEO when you're like, actually, that I don't have any influence over that?
Honestly, no. I mean, even if they had, I always tell them, you default to me, right? Even though you think, I'd rather them think everything's my responsibility, right? Because there's a lot of times, I mean, it may not be my responsibility, but it's good for me to know anytime there's content on the site, anytime they're doing anything, right? Even if it's, you know, they don't even think it's going to be like a PDF that's a download. Google can't find it, or we don't need to optimize this. It's just, it's like, no, you can optimize the PDF. It can actually rank and people don't have to come to our site. It's even better. It's those kind of, so I'd rather them come to me for everything. I have had teams come to me and say, do you know anything about this? Or do you know who to talk to? Because of SEO, I talk to everybody. So I get to a point where I'm just friends with everyone within the organization. And so I tend to put people together a lot, and it won't even have anything to do with SEO. I just happen to know everyone.
And then related to that, have there been some departments or certain roles that have been surprising partners for you to help you get your work done?
I think the most surprising was years ago. This is the only time it's ever happened. I worked for classmates.com back in the day, and I had the HR team come to me and they wanted to get our job descriptions to show up for searches better. And I've never had a company, like anybody, come to me after that. And I, that was genius. I mean, they probably know there's so many different, you know, search engines for HR, you know, to even have to, yeah, I mean, that would be hire an SEO on your HR team and have them just 100% work on optimizing the job descriptions for the keywords that people are searching. Why not? Yeah.
That has to be a role that's at recruitment firms, for example. I mean, if not, they need to get on that.
Where,
you know, if that's your job, is to make sure your client gets applicants, you know, seems pretty obvious to have somebody with some kind of search background on staff.
Yeah, word to the wise, you learned it here first.
So then going into just like reporting to the C-suite, I know that can be a challenge sometimes. It's a challenge for us at times as an agency. You know, our point of contacts are usually SEO managers or directors. So we feel like we're speaking to somebody in our language. And then we'll hear our point of contact say like, oh, I got to bring some of this information to my boss, the CMO or a VP. And that's when we have to kind of do some investigation and figure out, okay, how much of SEO do they know? How much education are we going to have to do before we just, you know, pile a bunch of information on their plate? So are there certain metrics that you see SEOs mistakenly focus on when having to talk to the C-suite?
Yeah, I think the biggest is showing average position for anything. I leave that off the table as much as possible. I do, just to kind of curb that conversation of the, you know, leadership team or executives that think they know SEO. And so they'll ask for average, like, what's our position for this page? And it's, you know, position will go down as you get more and more keywords, and they're going to be lower down and they're going to work their way back up. And so it pulls that average position down, and trying to explain that, you know, they'll explain that to them and they get it. But to kind of curb having those conversations, I will, that's part of that keyword analysis coming in the door when I first am hired. If there isn't one, I will do one. And I'll say, here's our like 300 words we're targeting for this quarter or this year. Then those are the keywords that I track. And I'll get into the weeds if we need to. It's like, yeah, we rank for these words, but for like GitHub, we rank for DevOps, but it's our, you know, client pages, you know, customer pages, or the orgs will actually rank. Like we rank for Google on Google, but it's Google's repository that ranks for Google. It's like, yay, you know, we rank on the third page, I think, for Google. But, you know, having those conversations of trying to explain that, you know, to them. And that's not a marketing term we want. It's, you know, doesn't benefit my role. So I think it's a balance between, I never assume anyone knows anything about SEO, but I also assume they know everything about SEO at the same time. So I never talk down to people, and I also never talk down to people, right? Like I don't throw out buzzwords to make it seem I'm smarter or assume that they know what they're doing, because it just could always end up being the wrong way. So I just have conversations. If they ask questions, I try to articulate as much as possible without edumacating, you know, anyone. And it's a nuance. I mean, I have it 20 years of doing this. I now know how to have those conversations and can do it really well, which is why I am where I am. But I'll tell you, my first few years in the industry, I've had meetings with CEOs and executives, and I've come out going, oh, I shouldn't have said, I should have said that the wrong way. Or, oh, you know, she was really upset with the way I talked down to her and I didn't mean to. Or it just takes practice and, you know, remember that they're human beings just like everyone else, and they have feelings and emotions and perception of things. The biggest one I always stick to is data as much as possible. So anytime I say anything, it's always got data behind it, right? So I think that's kind of my go-to, and leave average position out of conversation if you can.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a good point, because rankings matter because it brings in the traffic, but it's also can be really volatile sometimes. So you don't want to build this focus around your role on something that is only so much in your control, because like we experience this all the time. We'll be ranking number one for something, and then Google throws in a featured snippet or slaps on a new carousel somewhere, and it just completely reorders the SERP. And even if we're still in the top three organic, it doesn't look like that to an executive. Like we might look below the fold. So then we're suddenly having to do that education of like, well, we're still number one, but like, if your traffic's cut in half, then how, you know, it's not really a great conversation to be in anyways.
Yeah, I mean, a big learning too is the latest Google update that's happened. I dug in, I actually tweeted out an example. So I have my own little test site that I play with. Didn't give GitHub examples, but I noticed the same thing on GitHub, the same behavior is that, yeah, impressions went down considerably for a lot of, you know, everything. And when I started looking at, okay, so what keywords dropped and what pages, it was a lot of just BS keywords that we shouldn't have been ranking for anyway. So my site example is I have vashonmori.com, which is the island I live on. So it's very specific. We're right next to Seattle. Well, we were getting a lot of like things to do in Seattle and restaurants in Seattle, which was nice to have, but you have to take a ferry to get to our restaurants. And so ranking for them really wasn't doing us any good. And Google did a fix. They did an update and it got their data. I mean, everything's a lot smarter now. So the keywords are better. So impressions might have gone down. And that's what all the SEOs are freaking out. Oh my gosh, I've lost impressions. My average position dropped. Like we're dying here. And I'm like, look at your data. Look at what dropped and rise. And you might see that quality actually went up. And you'll get, so at the end of the day, it's about revenue, right? It's how much money you're making the company. And if you can get to that number and start, you know, report that up, that's the number you should care. You know, you should care about average position. You should care about all the details. When talking to executives, what do they want? Do they want money?
Yeah, exactly.
And how much does it cost them? That's all they care about. Just tell them that.
Right.
Yeah.
So in your time at all these great companies, you mentioned at GitHub, you're the only SEO manager. I assume that there has to be like an agency helping you or potentially something like that, because that's a lot of work to put just on your plate, potentially, unless you're just Superwoman. But I don't know if you have advised at GitHub or at your past companies what that ideal like in-house to agency split is, or when you're building a team, what you're considering there.
Yeah, I think it's really honestly, every company is completely different. you know, Nordstrom, I had a team of five that I managed, and we sat on marketing, you know, right next door to the paid search team. And it was pretty straight. I mean, e-com's pretty straightforward. And then we ended up hiring an engineer, an SEO that sat on the engineering team so that we could have a dedicated resource. Then at Groupon, they had them all over the place. There were SEOs everywhere, and the teams were all working in silos. And that's where I came in and basically kind of reeled them all in. And we were one big, huge, happy SEO team, even though we reported up to different bosses and became kind of a cohesive strategy. But there was a team on product. There was a team on, or an SEO on product. There was SEOs in marketing. There was SEOs just on the coupon side of the business. They had their whole entire SEO team. And then we ended up bringing on like a technical, we had our own engineering team. And so, yeah, every company is just completely different. GitHub, it's one SEO. So I put a hat on for everything. So I'm everything from, you know, technical to content to I do reporting. I do it all.
Wow. Yeah.
So it depends on what hat I'm wearing that day.
So are you usually getting the directive from somebody else saying, you know, like, we have budget to spend. Do you want it to be an agency or an in-house person? And how much say do you get in that decision? Or does it kind of depend?
Yeah, here I can't say because I started during the coronavirus. So yeah, so things have been on lockdown. So I would say, I mean, Nordstrom, I owned my own budget. I was given a set amount of, you know, in the millions, and I could do whatever I wanted with it, and I could sign vendors, no problem. Groupon was different. I was in a different role because I was a contractor, but acting as a director. So I had a say in like what I felt we needed, but, you know, got buy-in from the other teams. We all decided what tools we wanted. We did end up hiring agencies because there was so much going on. We had an international team and a North American teams. And so we ended up getting like a North American agency to help and then one for international. And we still kind of, and the agencies were expected to work together too, which they did really, really well. So we found a good structure for it. It honestly, I hate to use the word depends because it's like the anti-SEO word. You're not supposed to say it, but you always want to. Every company's different. You just have to find what works.
If you like this interview with Jen Matthews, don't forget to leave us a review.